Burma's highest court today refused to accept a lawsuit by Aung San Suu Kyi's political party seeking to revoke laws that bar the detained leader and other opposition members from taking part in the country's first election in two decades. It was unclear what steps, if any, the party would next take in its efforts to quash five election-related laws the ruling military enacted earlier this month that set out rules for this year's vote. Spokesperson for Burma Campaign UK, Anna Roberts, told us that the National League for Democracy has found itself in a conundrum.
Aung San Suu Kyi's party in an incredibly difficult position. The regime have either given them the choice of registering for the election, in which is already a completely sham process, and in doing so they would have to acknowledge the constitution, which we all know is one designed by the military regime to keep them in power, and also reject the results of the 1990 elections, which the NLD overwhelmingly won. If they choose not to register, then the party will be banned. So either choice is incredibly difficult for the NLD. I think what we need to see now is a really robust response from the international community. It's very clear now that the regime's roadmap process, the elections, the constitution will not deliver meaningful democratic change, and the international community needs to react. We need to see the UN Security Council meet. We need a binding resolution from them, forcing the regime to hold genuine dialogue, to release political prisoners, to make this a meaningful process.